Blog Talk Radio.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy, and I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives salvation to my heart grows weary. I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last, for he lives, he lives, Christ Jesus, he lives today, for he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, he lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He's the real to me. He lives within my heart.
Wow.
I just love that song because
The Holy Spirit, God, do live, and he lives in your heart. That's why he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and let me in, he's knocking on the heart. He's knocking on the heart. So he does live. He lives right inside of us. Great is he that's in us, that's in you, than he that's in the world. So I just thank y'all for coming on tonight. This is your host, LaShawn from Texas. Thank you. Blessing, blessing, blessing. God bless you for coming on tonight. I was just going to come on here for a quick second. I tell you what, God has transitioned me. He's been transitioned. I'm in a place of transition, relocating from one place to another place. And I've been trying to rest my body because it's an elevation going on. It's a new chapter, new beginning. And God does. God is good. God is so good. He is so great. He's better than good. God is better than good. He is better than good. I'm telling you, I was like, well, Lord, I really don't have anything to say because I've been at a place of resting and being quiet. I pray that you can hear me, but I just want to pray right quick. God, thank you for this evening. Father God, thank you for breathing your breath. If it wasn't for you, Father God, we wouldn't be here today. So I thank you, Father God. I dedicate this show to you. This is your radio show. This is your tonight show. So Holy Spirit, speak through me. I'm just your voice. I always want to be the voice for your kingdom. I'm just your voice. Holy Spirit, take over. Even though I did not prepare for tonight, but you are a preparing God. You always, when we are led by the true Holy Spirit, when we say, Father, come in and have your way, when we surrender everything to you, what do you need your people to hear tonight? You take over, Father God. I give myself out the way. You increase and I decrease. Father God, you take over. I thank you for Blog Talk. I thank you for PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. I thank you for your son, Prophet Randy, that you gave him the vision, Father God. You the one gave him the vision. You the one spoke to him. So, Father God, I thank you for using him for your voice for the kingdom. I thank you for his family. And, Father God, I pray over every host that comes on PGN Monday through Sunday. I pray for their family, their children. Father God, that the hedge of protection will be around their home. The hedge of protection will be around their land. Cover them, Father God. Keep them in the right place with you. Let thy word be a lamp unto their feet to lighten up their pathway. Father God, the ship already happened. It already happened. I pray that they will ship with you, Father God. Oh, Father God, whatever you have for them in this season and hour, that they will walk in obedience, that they will walk in your will. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing right now. Right now, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Well, I pray that y'all can hear me very well, those who know how to reach out. And those who know how to reach out, please send me a message saying that you can hear me clearly. So I just want to say this, how good God is. So good. He's so great. He's just better than good. He is. And I tell you what, during this transition, sometimes you have to say goodbye and don't look back. It's time for you to elevate. And this is the season the ship have already happened. There's a ship that took place. And when this ship came to this earth, he began to transition some people. He began to relocate people. If there's a relocation, it was a flipping. Like I said, early this month, last month, I seen the Father flipping. There's a flipping going on. He's flipping everything. There's a flipping, even in the ministry, even in your household. God is flipping things. He's turning things around. He's flipping things upside down. And that's the word he gave me. It's just amazing to me how God gives each individual different words. I mean, he be sometimes I just be amazed at some of the words that he gives me, and then when he come back and give me confirmation, he'll give it to somebody else. So I know when somebody else saying there's that flipping going on, and I'm like, wow, you know, the Holy Spirit is speaking. That's what he told me, there's a flipping. He's flipping things from the people that's in the bottom of Christ in the church. He's flipping things in the money business. He's flipping things in the industrial world. He's flipping things even, like I said, the money. He's flipping things when it comes down to business with these big old companies. He's flipping it. A lot of people, he's about to remove and replace them. Even, I'm telling you, it's all across the board. It's all across the board, just not in the body of Christ. So some of us need to be giving God the thanks for that, because where you used to be, you're not going to be there anymore. Where you used to be last year, where you thought you was going backwards, where you thought you was the last person, you're not going to be last anymore, because he's flipping this thing to where you got to come up front. And sometimes God got to push. Sometimes there'd be a push. The Holy Spirit will push some of us because we refuse to move. And so he got to send this ship. And sometimes when he send the ship, people that walk in the prophetic, you know, if you walk in the prophetic, anointing, a seer, you know, a watchman, whatever your gift is, someone can feel it. You can feel it. And sometimes this ship will come with a washing. He's washing, like we said a couple months ago, there was a washing, there was a cleaning. Sometimes you can feel the washing. You can feel the purging. Sometimes you will feel the wind. And sometimes the wind will be so strong that it will push you in the direction that you need to go. That's like when you on a boat, a sailboat, a small boat. Sometimes you don't have to paddle and roll the boat. The wind, depending on what direction the boat is in, the wind begin to push with the currents. And sometimes God got to push us in the right currents. He got to push us in the right location. He got to push us with the wind. He got to breathe. He got to push us, because some of us are stuck and we refuse to move. My God, I'm telling you, that revelation came from the Holy Spirit. That's just the way he gave me. That came directly from the Holy Spirit. You can be in that boat, and the boat can be rocking back and forth, but sometimes if it's a good wind, I've been on a boat one time when I went on vacation in June in Mexico. I know the guy was driving the boat, but this is something that the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes to see. Sometimes the wind will push the boat where it needs to go. And so we got to make sure we have to line up with the Father's season. We have to line up with his season. We have to line up with his will. What is his will for you in this season? You want to make sure you in the season with the Father, that you're in the right place at the right time, because we can miss it. That's what I want to go back to tonight's message. Faith. Without faith, this faith. So faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. We want the faith, but do you really want the faith? Because some faith you got to work for. Some people come, I want a big ministry. I want this and I want this. And you think God just going to drop it down? No, you got to work for it. Sometimes it might take you a little bit longer to work in the kingdom. Let me explain this to you. I'm going to break it down for you. I heard another woman of God, she just put an X, you know, just stamped it. You know, you got to do work. You got to do work. Faith without work is dead. What kind of seed are you sowing in this season? If you miss, like I say, every time God began to ship, we are on his season. We are on his time. But the question is, this last season, what did you do for the kingdom of God? What type of seed did you sow? I ain't talking about money. Did you sow seed by praying for your neighbors? Did you sow seed by praying for the sick? Did you sow seed by ministry? Remind you, ministry just not in the pulpit. I'm ministering to you tonight. I'm giving you the word of God. I'm ministering to you. What did you do in this last season, huh? See, there's greater rewards is stored up in heaven than it is on earth. But how do you get the rewards in heaven? You got to walk in faith. You got to know, huh, that you got greater rewards here on in earth than here on me in heaven. Let me slow down. You got greater rewards in heaven than here on earth. That means you should not fear what man can do to you. If you got clean hands and pure heart, and he lives in your heart, and you're doing right to the best of your ability, whatever you do here on earth, you reap what you sow. Whatever you do here on earth, the Father is watching you, whatever you do here on earth. And the question is, what did you do in the last season? Did you pray for someone? Did you go feed his sheep? Did you go feed the widow? Did you go feed the poor? Did you go feed his sheep with the word, true word of God? Did you do some healing and deliverance? Was your ear to hear when the broken heart was crying out? Did you give a word of encouragement? Did you even walk in the fruit of the Spirit? Because what I've been crying, Father God, I don't see the fruit of the Spirit within some of these people that's in the body of Christ. It's so much discord within the body of Christ. You got this ministry fighting with this ministry. You got this bishop fighting with this preacher. You got so much discord when it comes down in the body of Christ. And I don't see no fruit in the Spirit. If we said that we burn fruit 100, 60, and 30-fold, that means what are you sowing in the ground? You sowing 100, 60, or 30. So whatever you sow on the ground here on earth, you're gonna be sowing in heaven. That's where your favor gonna come from. It's gonna come from above. That's where your blessing gonna come from. It come from above. So faith without work is dead. You got to do work here on earth in order to open heaven. You got to do faith here on earth in order to move the hand of God. You got to do work. You got to be the voice for his kingdom. You got to let the light of Christ shine in you, shine around you. A light got to shine through you. It got to shine when you speak the word. When you speak the word, they're going to know it comes from heaven. You would know this is not flesh because you're speaking the true word of God. You are breaking bread with his people. So many people, I'm going to tell you, David Wilkerson, because I like that man's teaching and preaching. I would listen to David Wilkerson one day. He said, these people that calling themselves speaking in tongues, those are pickle tongues. I just bust out heaven. He said, those are pickle tongues. You should know the fruit that they burn. Is there the real hope? Are they filled with the Holy Spirit or they got pickle tongues? You would know the difference between the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came upon them in the upper room, they begin to speak in different language. When you begin, and I heard Randy speak, or Prophet Randy speaking about the tongues early this week, and he was somewhere and somebody interpreted, because tongues mean language. That's when God, because that's one gift that God gives us, the interpreter of tongues. Some will be prophet. Some will be apostle. Some will interpret tongues. Some will walk in miracles. So one of the gifts is to interpret tongues. You can kind of hear, is that the right tongue or they chat? Faith without work is dead. If you cussing, and this is what I see, it make my heart grieve what I'm seeing on Facebook, what I'm seeing with some of these people that calling themselves apostle and bishop. You can see the fruit. You can see what's on them. You can see the language that they speaking, that is not of the true Christ. They don't even have Christ in their heart. They are bitter. They are angry, and it kind of grieved my heart. You know, we don't, this is what I want to say. The Father got me to a point. I will go to the Father. I shall not. I will go to the Father and say, God, do you see this? Do you see this mess? Father, that's not of you. That is not of you. Are they serious? Are they kidding anybody? And I'll say, Lord, I'm going to keep my big mouth shut. I'm just going to close my mouth. Because I know if I see it, everybody else got to see it. They are watchmen. They're saying they are prophets. Whatever you say, spirit of discernment, you got to be seeing this thing. Why are we turning our face away from wicked when we see it right there in front of our eyes? If you want God to move for you, what kind of work are you doing for his kingdom? You want these rewards to come down, but what are you doing for him? We work for Yahweh. We work for him. We are his voice. We work for him. And so in order to release this blessing, you got to have faith. You got to trust him and believe. If he say he's going to do it, it might take a while, but you got to be still. You got to get in position. You got to get in posture. You got to pray. You got to worship. You got to clap. You got to cry. And this ain't going to happen overnight. Who told you that? Who told you that? I just told one of my family members. She said, I don't want to hear nothing negative, no bad news. Okay, you know, I can understand that. I can respect that. But if we got to call you as a family and say she don't even want to hear if a loved one die, she don't want to hear nothing, because she's still dealing with the passing over our grandmama, and then our cousin passed. So right now she's in a place. She really in a place that she needs to be healed and delivered. You cannot live in this world. Let me help some of y'all out. God already know what we going through. Now, we walk around like we perfect Patty. God can't help you. When you walk around and you got unforgiveness, God can't help you. When you walk around with a bitterness and a stony heart, God can't help you. I'm jacked up. I'm messed up. My mind keep wandering. Oh, I want to go out for somebody. Why keep getting angry? Why I don't want to be around nobody? Why am I dealing with depression? Oh, something going on. I'm moody. He already know this. Lord, it's me that is in the need of prayer. Help me, Father God. Heal me, Father God. Deliver me, Father God. Set me free, because that's the type of prayer that moves his heart. He's looking for a people that's after his own heart. But if you're walking around with a box, you want to be boxed up and you don't want nobody to touch you. Sometimes God will send your deliverers. You are assigned to a deliverer, but you're going to miss it because you want to be boxed up. You're going to miss it because you're pretending like it's nothing wrong with you. You're going to miss it because you don't want to confess your sin to one another. Pray for you so you can be healed and delivered. When we ask, how can we pray for you? If you know there is something going on in the inside, confess your sin. I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with that. That's the only way he's going to help you. He got specific people in the earth that's assigned to you. You're assigned to them, but you're avoiding assignment. Because you don't want to release. That's the faith. Do you have the faith to be delivered and healed? Come on. For as the body without the spirit is dead. Let's go, okay? Let's bag it up. For as the body, your body, what is your your body. Your body was made out of dirt. But what keeps your body going? Come on, Holy Spirit, speak to your people tonight. What keeps your body going? It's the breath of Yahweh. When he breathes his breath into your body, you became spiritual human being. You have a spirit and you have a soul. So far as the body, without the spirit, you are dead. Why he told Ezekiel, what do you see? Do you see these dry bones because they was dead? And he begins to tell him to prophesy to the four corners, to release the winds from the four corners of the earth, and then prophesy to these dry bones. Do you ever prophesy to the dry bones that's in your house? Because some of us, I've been there. I was a dry bone walking, a dead person walking, a body without the spirit was dead. So I was dead. But when you begin to encourage yourself with faith and believe God is the healer, and you are willing to get healed and delivered, you begin to prophesy to everything that's dead and dry in your life. Because why? Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If you abide in me and I in you, the fruit, the light will begin to shine through you, because we are spiritual human beings. Jesus, y'all sure say, I came as the light of the world, because if we say we walk like, we think like Christ, we worship like Christ, the light should be, if he came as the light of the world, we should be the light that's in the world right now. And we cannot do it because faith without work is dead. We got to do the work. What kind of work are you doing in this hour? What kind of work did you do in this last season before the ship came? Because it's going to depend on what you're going to get in this season. That's how he's going to reward you from heaven to the earth. Did you treat somebody bad? Did you treat one of your family members bad? Did you treat one of your children bad? Did you treat one of your co-workers bad? Who have you cussed out? Did you tell a little bit of a wet lie? You know what? This week I did tell a lie. I did to my son. He got a dog. And this dog ain't got attached to me. And I just, the Holy Spirit said, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master table. So I gave the dog some chicken. My son wanted to feed the dog some dog food. But the dog tore up the chicken. And I started feeding him because, you know, I'm from the country. I'm old school. When we had animals, they ate the dogs. We didn't have no dog food. Whatever we ate in that kitchen, that's what the dog had. My son don't want me to give him that. So he asked me, what did you give him? Did you give him something? I said, nah, I didn't, because I didn't want to hear his mouth. So I told a little wet lie. I did. It's still a lie. It's a lie. But I'm telling you as a witness to come to testify to you at night, when God released to tell you this testimony about this transition that he has in it, it might blow some of your mind, because I could not do it without faith. I have to sit there without no money. See, y'all think that, oh, Prophet LaShawn get on PGN and she get on, she do the Bible study for those that be a Bible study. She get up Thursday and she pray Thursday. She do some live on Facebook. She got it going on. But when you hear my testimony, what he brought me from, where I'm at now and where I'm about to go, it might blow some of your mind, because since if I testify, he's already told me release some testimony. Some people ain't going to believe you, that some of the testimony that you tell them, they ain't going to believe you. God is better than good. Because when he gives you a word, I can tell you on PGN, getting some word that it had manifested in my life. That's why you better be careful who you pick and choose. I ain't trying to sound like Randy. I ain't trying to sound like Tanisha and Terry. God gave me my own calling, my own voice. I'm most likely as a teacher. See, what he told me, to be a watchman or a prophet, you got to know my word. You got to teach them my word. Because if they don't know my word and they don't know that I am the word, they ain't going to understand the prophet. When you prophesy over them, they ain't going to understand because they ain't in my word and they don't have a connection to me. So I got to do what he tells me to do. He says, break bread with my people, break bread with my sheep. My sheep will know my voice. They got to know who I am. This is Christ. They got to know me because they will follow me. They will know who I am, and they will know the voice that I'm sending. They will know the voice that's speaking my true word. They're going to know that they are truly my servant. Who am I talking to tonight? We got a lot of apostles and we got a lot of prophets, but we don't have no teachers. Come on. Come on. I told y'all this is Yahweh radio. Everybody wanna be apostle. Everybody wanna be a prophet. But who gonna teach you? Who gonna go after that nine? Who gonna go after that one that strayed away? I didn't told y'all the reason why they ain't going after that one, because the 99 is taking care of them. Some people gonna stick to the 99 because they been taken care of with money, so they ain't gonna go after that one. They ain't gonna go after that one sheep because that one that went away, that strayed away, is broken. My God, Holy Spirit, speak tonight. That one that strayed away is broken. That one that strayed away is dealing with drugs. That one that strayed away and committed adultery. That one that strayed away is dealing with homosexual, true identity crisis. They don't want to get their hands dirty. Some of them don't want to get their hands dirty and do healing and deliverance. Because in the book, just like that demon told them priests, we know Jesus, we know Paul, but who are you? That's the reason why some of them don't want to go after that one, because they look at that one, they strayed away, they too dirty, they too far out. But I got to stick to this 99. I got to stay here and teach the 99. The 99 is where my wealth come from. That's how some of these pastors and some of these bishops think. The 99 is where my wealth come from. The 99 is giving me this Ferrari. This 99 is giving me this Rolls Royce. This 99 is giving me I don't even know all the cars. I ain't even into the cars. This 99 is helping me out with millions and millions of dollars. That one can't do nothing for me. That one is on drugs. That one is prostitute. That one is dealing with anger, depression. And he said, if you go after that one, if you go after that one and bring him back to the first love, bring him back to Christ, bring him back to Yahweh, you got to have faith. Without faith, without work is dead. You got to do the work. Sometimes that one gonna cause you to do work. But if you go into it without faith, you cannot go into any type of job or any type of job site or anything business without you working, it will be dead. You go in there with pride. You go in there being rebellious. It ain't going to work. It's going to be dead. It's going to show what type of fruit you are bearing. You reap what you know. If you sow in a stubborn heart, you're going to reap it. If you're someone that you always want to retaliate, you're going to reap it. Whatever you do, if you turn your back on somebody that really needs your help, you're going to reap it. What you're going to reap here on earth, you're going to reap it in heaven. You ain't going to get the blessing from heaven if you're not down here sowing good deeds. Oh, who am I talking to? Who am I talking to tonight? I tell you, I'm like, Lord, I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to get on here and pray for people. But I tell you, when you say Holy Spirit, have your way, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to have his way. We got to teach the young generation, because what the Holy Spirit been telling me, that the young generation is trouble. It's in trouble. There are thieves that's coming to attack the young generation. You think they dealing with identity crisis? That ain't it. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't witnessed nothing yet. We got to get to a place that we come together and sharpen each other and pray for each other. If there is a clarion call, there is a, you can hear the, my God, my God, my God, let the trumpet sound. My God, I hear it. Oh, my God, come on. You can hear it sometime. My God, my God. Holy Spirit, speak tonight. You can hear the trumpet sound. He got the watchman on the tower sounding the alarm, being alert, being his watchman. There are dark days that's coming. We cannot get around it. We have to sound the alarm. Get yourself connected to Christ. Have a prayer life. If you try to do this thing with a stony heart, you rebellious and you stiff neck, lukewarm, it ain't going to work for you in this next season. Oh, my God. You can hear it in the spirit realm. There's a calling going out in the spirit realm. God is not pleased with what's going on with some of these leaders. He's not pleased. He's not pleased at all. Some of them don't even have faith. They don't even believe what they preach and what they teach. They don't have the right spirit, because the word's letting us know, for as the body without the spirit is dead church. I'm going to say it again. It's not no church. It's the building, the correct, because Christ is the church. We the body. I'm going to say it like this, dead body. It's a dead body. The Holy Spirit is not even dwelling amongst them. They're not teaching like Christ. They're not speaking like Christ. They're not acting like they got a mind in a temple. Our temple should be shining. Our temple should have light shining all throughout in the most part. The Holy Spirit dwells in the innermost part. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in the innermost part inside of you if you corrupt it. Oh, my God. So I pray for those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying tonight. This is not me speaking. I always say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Father God. Save your people, Father God. Have mercy upon your people, Father God. Hear us with the right spirit. Oh, Father God, we don't want to miss heaven because we are in our wicked ways. It should be a cry. I'm hearing, oh, if there's any leaders, any pastors, any preachers that's listening to this sermon tonight. I'm hearing, I said this to one leader, one pastor. But when I began to get off the phone after I released the word to him, I heard all of them across the board. So if you are a pastor, if you are some type of leader, you own some type, if God had blessed you with some type of ministry, I'm just going to release this word. He wants us to do a shedding. Do a shedding before the end of this month. Hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying tonight. Whoa, my God. and a 24-hour shut-in, a 48-hour shut-in, but you're going to have to seek him for yourself and ask him what type of shut-in he wants you to do. It might not be a shut-in with your congregation. Some of you pastor, some of you bishop, some of you apostle, some of you prophet, some of you watchmen, you need to do a shut-in with you and God by yourself. He wanted you to shut in with him because there are some things he needs to do with us on the inside. He needs to speak to us by what's about to transpire in this next coming season, because there's darkness and wicked and things that we have never seen before about to hit this earth. You about to hear things coming through the sky. My God, oh, Holy Spirit, speak. Your eyes ain't going to be able to handle. Some people won't be able to handle. And he said, do a shut-in. I'm going to sound this call out. I'm going to sound the alarm. He said, do a shut-in. Shut yourself up with me. This is the Holy Spirit. This is Yahweh speaking. Shut yourself up with me. He wants a 24-hour shut-in. Oh, my God. For those that are close on PGN, shut yourself up with Christ. He's calling in the shut-in because we need to prepare our mind and our body for what's about to take place on this earth. That ain't no negative. No, I got to speak of what I see. God is flipping this thing. He's cleaning houses. He's cleaning houses. And that's the word, to do a shut-in. That's the word. I'm sounding on the radio. I'm letting the sound hit the ears of your people. And I pray, Father God, that they walk in obedience. I pray, Father God, that they will come back to you. Don't just take my word, that they will come back to you and get confirmation. You will speak to them, Father God. What shut-in do you want them to do? But I heard a shut-in before this month out. Our children. I heard the other day, Matt. Attack against the children. I got to say it the way I heard it. Mass attack. And when I posted on Facebook, another woman, a guy had a dream about children being attacked dead on the side of the road. God is speaking to his people. He's giving warning. He's giving warning before destruction. That's why he's calling this shedding. He's calling this shedding. We got to lay ourselves at the altar. We got to, matter of fact, if you're not in the building, if you're not in the building, like I told my sister, she said she don't believe in churches. And I had to tell her, well, Jesus went to the temple. Jesus went to the sanctuary, even when he was a little boy. Yes, there are true buildings. God is allowing people to build sanctuary. God is giving instruction to the ones that he trusts to build these true temple and these true sanctuary. But a lot of them, he's pulling them out to the street. He's pulling them out to do street ministry. He's pulling them out to do healing and delivering. So those that's in the church can get mad that God is using some of them to be in the street to get the pastor to, because he know the ones in the pulpit ain't gonna do it. So you can't get mad. Let God be God and let God have his way. He got the use those to go get the prostitute. He got to use those to go get the drug addict. He got to use those for our sons and daughters. He got to pull them out of the club. He got to pull them out the street where they selling drugs. He's going to use them. So let God use whoever he's going to use. Come on, man. Come on. So even for the ones it's not in the building, because everybody's not going to be meant to be in the building, because we are the body. Shut yourself up in your own house. But for one, you should dedicate your home to Christ. You should have worship in your own home. You should have prayer in your own home. In this house, We will serve the Lord. So you should have a relationship with him in your own. You should have a secret place. You should have a tabernacle. You should have this in your own home. The revival happened in your own home. Your first assignment will be your own home. Even in the Bible, I can't remember the Bible verse. If a man can't take care of his own home, if he can't be the bishop and stuff of his own home, how can he use you to go minister to somebody when you can't take care of your own house? Come on. You can't. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, those who have an ear to hear, but I'm hearing that people that he have called to be a leader, even if you ain't a leader, go seek the Father for yourself to do a shed-in. And I'm hearing to do the shed-in at the end of this month, before this month go out. Do a shed-in. Lay yourself at the altar. You should have an altar. Lay yourself at the altar and stay there until he tells you to get up, until the Holy Spirit lift up off of you. See, just go rid it. Oh, here it go. Here goes the word for tonight. For as the body without the spirit is dead, and that's what he wants from your pastor. He wants you to be then without, because some of y'all are dead. You don't have the Holy Spirit up in you. So we got to crucify that flesh. And so this shedding is going to make you crucify your flesh. It's going to make you dead to flesh. You got to kill something that's in you, because some of you can't, the Holy Spirit can't even dwell in us, because we are holding on to something. We don't want to release something. God got to make whatever is in you is there, so the Holy Spirit can dwell in there. So that's why he's calling this 24-hour shedding. You need to lay yourself at the altar so he can heal and deliver you and set you free. For as the body without the spirit is dead, and so faith without work is dead. Dead people walking around, there are dry bones in the pulpit, and so he's saying, come to my altar, lay yourself on your face so I can kill everything that's dead on the inside. He needs to make it alive. He needs to revive you. The revival needs to happen within you. He wants to have a revival with you. So I'm going to say it again. He's at, I'm founded the Lord for a lot of leaders to have a shedding. There you go. Thank you, Father God. I thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Let those who have an ear, and Father God, you're going to bless those who walk in obedience. They're going to have favor from you, not only from heaven, but for men, for walking in obedience. Yes, on Blog Talk, on Prophetic Grace Network, you will give instruction. This is how he's operating through the prophet. He separates the wheat from the tare, and you're going to know who is really of him and who's speaking the truth. If you walk in obedience and do what he just said, go and shut yourself in, do a shedding. Watch and see how the Holy Spirit is going to deal with you. Watch and see how he's going to turn that situation around. Watch and see how he's going to bless you. Notice I ain't say drop no seeds, sow this money. Now God is trying to get his church back in order. We need to get back in order before we can talk about sowing seed money, $1,000, $2,000, when we got pastors and bishops fighting against each other, being sowing discord. The pulpit, the people that own these churches need to have a 24-hour shedding to get themselves back to their first love. God wants you to be crucified with him. That's the purpose of the shedding. He wants you to be crucified with him. Crucify yourself. Crucify yourself. So we're going to go ahead and take callers. Father God, I pray you be the mouthpiece. If you give a word, Father God, if you speak prophetic. But one thing I know, prayer, getting prayer, sometimes you got to pay attention to the prayer, because the prophetic words is in his, when we prophesy, this is what term say. Anybody can prophesy. You can prophesy it over your own self. A child can prophesy. The prophetic, walking in the office of prophetic, a prophet is different. When you get a word and it's coming from his word, because he is the word is prophetic. So anything coming from the true word of God, that's prophetic. Y'all need to understand that. So Father God, I thank you. I cover this teaching under the blood of Jesus, and I thank you for entrusting me to be your mouthpiece to speak this. And so Father God, I speak the obedience of your people, that they will walk in obedience and do what thus said the Lord, that they will come seek you. If you don't understand anything that was said tonight, the best thing you should do is seek the Father for yourself, and he will give you confirmation. Amen. Let's go to our first call. 828-989. This is Sister LaShawn Manson calling. Where are you calling from? 828-989. All right, let's see. We'll come back to that one. 903-918, this is Sister LaShawn Manson. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. No complaints here. Thank the Father. Amen. Lord.
Amen. No, just general prayer.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for this season. We thank you for the new chapter. We thank you for the new chapter. We thank you, Father God, that you have the pen still in your hand and you continue to write her lifetime story. And nobody, my Cassie, nobody can take the pen out of your hand. You write her story the way you want to write it. I don't care what nobody say, but you writing her story the way that you want to write it. You is in control. You are her helper. You are her provider. And Father God, whatever you showing her, Father God, if you tell her to speak, she shall speak. It shall be so. But I see him like a pen, like he's writing. He's writing, and nobody ain't going to take their pen. He's writing. It's a writing in your book, and that book is all good, but he wants you to keep coming forth. Keep coming forth. There is something new that he's trying. I don't know if it's already happened. My Cassie, God, out of the common. I don't know did you move? You in a new place or are you trying to move? Hello?
I want to move.
Well, let me tell you something. He said move. And it seemed like you're supposed to have moved long time ago, but God say move. Because that's something new for you. I don't know. Trying to relocate from where you at to another city, but he's saying move. And I believe he didn't already told you this, but what's keeping you? He didn't already told you. Let me ask you something, if you don't mind. Is you not moving because of finance, or you can just say yes or no?
Yes. And
okay.
Transportation.
You know what? Oh, Lord. Let me tell you something, Michelle. I'm telling you, Lord, do you want me to testify? Do you want me to testify? When God tells you to move, move. God don't care if you don't got no transportation, because this new transition he got me in, he told me it's time for me to go from the place that I was in. These last couple weeks that I have not been on the radio, I've been transitioned to one place to another. He told me to, it's time for you to go. I didn't have no money because the transportation I have, just tell you a little short story. In July, I was without transportation, so I was out without an income. So since July to right now, I've been without an income. Let me tell you, when God tells you to move, this is the faith. Faith without work is dead. This is right for you. Because when he say move, move, he begin to strip you from things and he'll begin to make you uncomfortable to where you have to move. That's why I say when the ship comes, some people don't move and he has to, you know, sometimes the wind comes. The you know, rain, everything will come. And sometimes that wind will pep. You don't have a choice to be pushed. You have to push people. I was without an income. God had sent favor. When God said you got favor, what you do here on earth should be done in heaven. What type of seed you sow on here on earth, your greater rewards in heaven. Remind you, I didn't have no income. God sent people to bless me in order for me to move. I'm not going to sit here and say what mount he blessed me with, but he blessed me. Trust me, it was a blessing. And then when I heard it was time to move, God opened another door that when you move, you're moving from this place to another place. And where, God, Lord, they ain't going to believe when I tell them this. Wherever you're going, don't even worry about your bills and the rent because I'm going to take care of for a whole year. Did you catch what I said? Did you catch it?
My.
Oh. You better, I'm about to run and start shouting. Do you? Somebody better catch it. Do y'all not know how important? Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit help your people tonight. Do you not know how important when God say it's time? Time is up. You have grown from this place. I need you to go on the other side. You're not going to be in this region where you at no more. You done did what you had to do here. I need you to transition. See, when I start speaking the word transition on PGN, some of you should have caught it because some of you supposed to have been transitioned and relocated. See, some of you y'all walking in fear. You walking in fear. You don't have the faith to get out the boat and walk on the water and keep your eyes on Christ. I didn't have no money to move. Do you hear me? What did you do in last season? God gonna reward you. Is your hands clean? Is your heart pure? Because if so, he's gonna reward you, gonna take care. And so when he said, then somebody said, well, I got a job. This is a job, but this job is like an hour or something away from where you at now. So you're gonna be moving. When he said you're gonna move out this region, you're gonna move out this region. When he said you're gonna relocate, you better believe you're gonna relocate. Let me tell you, I didn't have no car. My God, Holy Spirit, show him. You did it for me. Do it for those that just show them that you still God. Show them that you still performing miracle. I didn't have no car, but I had three interviews. How I'm going to get to one of the interviews, the second interview was I had to go to the place where they was where they were going to hire me. I had to go out there to the place. The place was an hour and some minutes away. How, I didn't worry about how I'm going to get there. If the job is yours, God's going to provide it. God has some people to put money in my hand to get transportation to make it after an hour away. Do you not hear what I'm saying to you? Whatever God got for you is for you. He's going to provide. He's going to make a way. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the transportation because you're speaking to someone that didn't have no income. You're speaking to someone that didn't have transportation to get to the interview or have transportation to move. Monday, I will be moving into my new place, which is an hour some way. God already took care of it. I don't have a car, but he's going to provide a car. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Oh, my goodness. My.
My God.
Oh, Lord.
He said, you want to testify the people that I did it. God did that. He's better than good. I didn't have no money to move, but God got everything. When you think you don't have it, he have it. Because the wars is greater in heaven than it is on earth. Who am I talking to tonight? That's the faith, y'all. You worried about you don't have no money to pay the bills. God has allowed you not to have no money to pay that rent where you at because it's time for you to go to a new place. I'm going to give you what all you need. You're going to get your truck to move. You're going to have the money to get the store. You're going to have money to get transportation. He's going to give exactly what you need. Only thing you got to say, Lord, where do you want me to be at in this season? Who do you want me to connect it to in this season? Where do you want me to go? I go wherever you want me to go. Because wherever you want me to go, you're going to provide it. That's the faith. A lot of people don't have faith. And he showed me people that don't walk in that type of faith. This is for you tonight, Michelle. Because you're supposed to move. Just tell the Lord, I trust you. Wherever you need me to go, I go. I trust you, Father God. You're going to protect me. Your word is like a lamp unto my feet to lighten up my pathway. Light up the pathway where you need me to be at. Where do you need me to be at in this season? I want to line up with your season and your time. It ain't about me. Where do you need, what position do you need me to serve for your kingdom? Because wherever he wants you to go, it's for you to serve for his kingdom. Come on now. I hope you caught that. I hope you caught it. When you got a calling on your life, God will send you somewhere where you can be a servant for the kingdom of God. So, Father God, I thank you. That's what I heard. That I see you have to move. You have to move. You got to move. Ask him where do he want you to be. Show her, Father God, where do you want her to be at. Show her, Father God, that you don't make mistakes. Show her, Father God, that you will provide and supply her needs. Show her, Father God, what Romans 8:28 means, that it would manifest in her life, that all things will work together for the good. If she love you and she lined up with your will, that all things going to work together for the good in her life. Show her, Father God, if she just have that faith as small as a mustard seed, or that she have faith that she can get off that boat and walk on the water, that she look to the hill which come her help. Her help come from you. Lean not to your own understanding, but lean to the Father understanding. He's going to direct your path, but you got to surrender and have that faith. Faith without work is dead. You keep doing the work for the kingdom of God and trusting him. Watch he move things around. Watch he shift things around. Keep your eyes off the situation that you're in now and keep your eyes upon Christ. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, I thank you. But like I say, take it back to the Father and he'll begin to show you. Take it to him and watch he show you. And he's going to give you confirmation.
Okay.
In Jesus' name. Is there
anything else? No, this is it. Oh, my gosh. I needed this.
I'm telling you, he just did it for me. He just did it for me. God is better than good.
Yes,
I know if he do it for me, he'll do it for y'all on here. But you got to walk in that faith. Some of y'all need to die to self. Y'all need to let God come in and have his way. You reap what you sow. Whatever's in your heart, whatever you're doing to other people, you're going to reap what you sow. And a lot of stuff going to hinder your blessing. All right, Michelle.
Yes. Thank you, woman of God. I needed this, and your testimony has blessed me.
I pray that it did. I'm testifying for the kingdom. I'm letting you know he did it. I'm pointing back up to him. He did it. I'm pointing back up to him. He did it. I couldn't do nothing. I cannot do nothing. He did it. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too, woman of God.
And you know what? Once you do a shedding in your own household.
Do a shedding in my own household? Okay.
Yes. Shut yourself in your own household.
Okay.
Yeah, ask the Father what type of shedding he wants you to do, because he's been saying he wants people in the body of Christ to do a shedding. I heard 24-hour shedding. If he tell you do a 24-hour shedding, do a 24-hour shedding. If he say do a 48-hour, do a 48-hour. If he say do 12-hour, do 12-hour. Go seek him on it and let him lead you. Amen.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to seek him and see what he's saying. Praise
God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I say wait to hear. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you too. Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. And where are you calling from? 662-806.
This is Sister LaShawn. Yes, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Susan?
Cynthia?
Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, Cynthia, is there a prayer that you want us to pray with you, pray for you tonight? Do you have a prayer request?
Well, if you would just pray regular, and then I'll give you my request, if that's okay.
All right. You know, we see what the Holy Spirit saying. You know, there's nothing wrong with praying. But, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Cynthia, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray over her health, Father God. We pray over her ability to serve you, Father God. We thank you for being her strength. We thank you for being her strong tower. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this new door that you opened for her, Father God. You know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Gotta look up something. Are you in ministry?
I've done ministry.
I just seen some horses running. Horses. I don't know what that is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Seen some horses running. I'm trying to see. So, Father God, I just ask that you give a more clarification. What was that, you know? But I've seen in one particular, it's like the horses. I see them in a field. I see horses running. So, Father, just give me more clarification. But, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for your daughter. Were on a horse or worked in a farm with some horses or something?
Do what?
Have you ever worked with some horses or on a farm?
No, but I've always wanted one with horses.
Say it again.
No, I've never worked with them, but I've always wanted one. Horses. I've always wanted them.
Because that's what I'm just saying, horses. I'm trying to figure out, Lord, why I'm seeing these horses. I tell y'all, some things you see, you just don't want to be saying, because I'm like trying to wait and see the Holy Spirit's going to give me more information. I'm like, well, do she have a farm, or do she work with horses, or what is this? But well, it's good to know you want horses. But a sickle little horse, I see he's black. Is that the color you wanted?
I didn't really care. I just wanted one.
Well, I don't know how soon. If this has anything to do with the ministry, or this is something that you have desire and you really desire to have it. I mean, do you stay in a home? Do you have a home that have a lot, a big, like big land?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm wanting to move to an apartment, and because I live in an RV right now.
Uh-huh. It's okay. It's okay. Let me see what this. The only thing I know about the horses is in Revelation. I don't know too much. Then I know horses is in within the earth in Zechariah. I'm just trying to see if he's going to give me more clarification of what this is, but that's what I see. But, you know, the horse also, you know what? I remember one time I prayed, and Holy Spirit helped me with this. I ask that you help me with this. I mean, one time when I was praying, and he showed me a horse with a hook. And this horse, I mean, sometimes when I pray, I see horses. One time he showed me a horse with a hook, and he said that's one of the weapons. Sometimes the horse with the hook will release upon the earth. And then I seen, like, the angels battle. You know, they was on our side. They was on horses, and they were war horses. And he took me to Zechariah. So I don't know. Go read Zechariah. I don't know if that's something in there for you. But, I mean, when he showed me this thing, like on a battlefield with a horse, that the horse, you know, he let me know there were war horses. But this particular vision that I see horses running. I see one of them is black, but I see these horses running. So, Father God, if there is something that you want your daughter, I'm just waiting to get more interpretation about this. But I know he talks about these horses that's within the earth in Zechariah. So you might want to write that down.
Okay.
I don't see them as war horse. I just see them running. Like they in a field and they running, but the black horse is leading. He's ahead. The black horse is ahead. So Father God, I just thank you for this, but I'm asking that she'll seek you more for this confirmation. Father God, what do you want her to know? Now, do you operate the spirit of discernment?
Do I what? I'm sorry.
Do you operate in spirit of discernment? Is your gift the spirit of discernment?
Yes, sometimes I do, yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I did see ministry for you, but I do see it at a standstill. I don't know what had happened. I see a ministry. I don't know if you were part of a ministry and you was going to a church. But I see this ministry at a standstill. But God wanted you to continue on. I don't know if you do a lot of women ministry or you go out and feed the homeless. I don't know. but I see you serving for the kingdom of God, doing some service work. I don't know if that's what you were doing at first or that is what he's about to anoint you with to do serving for the kingdom of God, to go serve his people. Thank you, Father. It's like something missing of the puzzle. It's like a missing piece of the puzzle. I know it's like a missing piece of the puzzle. It's a missing piece of the puzzle. Maybe you can help me out with that, but I see a missing piece of the puzzle.
Well, I just recently found a church that I like, and they have already put me on a prayer team, and also I've been thinking about doing. They have a food ministry there. I've been thinking about helping in the food ministry.
Helping in what ministry? Yep, because I see serving. I see serving. Like maybe you're gonna go serve women, feed women, or serve the homeless. But I see you serving. I see you being a servant in the kingdom. But it's like a missing of the puzzle. Like you, I don't know if you feel like you're missing something. You feel like you out of place with something. That you feel like you ain't in place with something. But it's like a missing piece of the puzzle.
Well, I feel like I'm missing my husband.
Oh, okay. Oh, because I'm like, it's something feel missing in your life, missing piece of the puzzle or missing something. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, and it seemed like, okay, thank you. And it seemed like it just got you out of place or out of, like you feel like you out of season. You don't hear his voice, but it's like really basic, like you hear it and you there, and you hear it and you there, and you just want to know what I'm supposed to be doing, what I need to go, where you want me. It's like it's just something missing. It's a missing piece of the puzzle. Like you, I'm trying to find a good word to say. I can see it, but I'm trying to find a good word how to put it. But what's going to end up happening, it's okay. I'm going to put the puzzle. It's going to, all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. All the pieces of the puzzle come together. You're going to have a comfort group of women that are going to be around you, but the pieces of the puzzle is coming together. No more missing pieces. God is your comfort. God is going to heal you. God is going to heal whatever is broken, because he's near to the broken heart. But the no more bits and broken piece of the puzzle, he's going to fix that piece that's missing. The thing that's missing, he's going to fix it. And you are going to serve. You're going to serve him. And he's going to bless you while you're serving him. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for watching over your daughter. I thank you when she don't even know you watching over her, Father God. I thank you for protecting her. And, Father God, I'm thanking you for putting the puzzle together, because all things going to work together. All things going to work together for her good. So, Father God, I thank you. And, Father God, I ask that you just to put the spark back in her, Father God, that the tears that she shed, that this will be a year that she will reap joy. The tear of joy will be in her life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Or we'll come back. You're going to be fine. Is there anything else?
Just to move.
Huh?
To move.
To move. Okay.
Yeah, so I can get out of the RV into an apartment.
Okay. Put that thing out. Well, Father God, I ask that you just give her heart desire, because you let us know seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. So, Father God, that this season, Father God, she will reap. She will reap good things, Father God. She will reap. And, Father God, that she will trust you. This tonight, we've been talking about faith. And, Father God, that she will have faith, small as a mustard seed, that childlike faith. That she'll speak it in the atmosphere and declare and decree it over her life, begin to prophesy over herself. And Father God, that she will trust you. If she desired to move into an apartment, just like I just shared my testimony, Father God, I know what you can do. And Father God, I don't pray any selfish prayer. I ask that you do it for them, Father God, to show them that you are still who you say you are. You still performing miracles. Father God, release the favor, Father God, that she keep her eyes upon you and she worship you, she praise you, she pray to you, Father God, she thank you, she cry on your shoulder, that she knows that you're going to turn this situation around in time, in due time, that she will be in the apartment. So, Father God, I thank you for the apartment. I thank you for favor, not only from heaven, but from men. I thank you, Father God, for doing it for your daughter, that she believe it. She will believe it, and she will receive it. If she desires to move by the end of this year, let it be done. Let her learn with your will. Let it be done in her life here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And God bless.
God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Okay. 321-230. This is Sister LaShawn Masters. God, where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Aunt Felice calling from Florida.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I ain't only trying to say your name.
I know.
You are. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. It's great to hear from you. Is there a prayer request that you have? Or?
Nothing too specific. Just whatever you have on your heart.
So, Father God, I just thank you for your daughter. Thank you. You know, I see this chalkboard, and I see a eraser. I see a chalkboard, and I see a eraser. And it's like God is erasing things that people have said about you, done about you. He's erasing it. This is something that's going to be written. I just see a chalkboard, and there are some things that been. And you know what? There are some things that you have spoken yourself. God is erasing it. And when he erases it, he don't want you to go back and pick it up. Clean slate. That's what he want to do with you, a clean slate. But do you have the faith? And do you believe he can do it? Sometimes we need a clean slate with God. I messed up. Yep, I messed up. I messed up, God. I did. I messed up. Yep, I said that, Lord. Yep, I was mean to that person. Oh, I didn't manage my money right. But, Lord, help me. Give me wisdom. When you start praying, and matter of fact, when I say that, give me wisdom, then I see wisdom written on the chalkboard. Whatever you ask, he's going to write it out, and it's going to be so. So be very careful with your words. Be very careful. Mm-hmm. We know life and death is in the power of the tongue. When you begin to cry out to the Father, yeah, I did this. I messed up friendship. I did this. I didn't release that person. I'm mad at that person. I don't want to I have unforgiven in my heart. Create me a clean heart. And then I see the word, create my daughter a clean heart. It's been written like the writing on the wall. So I see this chalkboard and eraser that he's erasing everything. Then he want to write things. You ask him for what you want and believe it and have faith so it can be written out. And you believe it so it can come to you here on earth. Do you understand what was just said?
Yeah.
So that's what I see. So Father God, erase all the ugliness. Erase all the badness. Erase everything that was in her past. Because when you say, Lord, forgive me, I repent, and you turn, God began to erase it. God began to erase every negative curse word that have been spoken over your life, every negative curse word that you have spoken. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, you got the authority to condemn it. So when condemn it, that racer is racing every negative curse that's been spoken over you. And guess what? When you pray for your loved one and you pray for your enemy, he begins to race that too. Do you not understand what he's saying to you tonight, daughter? I don't know why he's saying this, but they erasing. He want to redo you. He want to remake you. Make you all over again, a clean slate. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. And I ask that you help your daughter to understand. Help her understanding. Give her the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding of how great you are. Once you take and throw it in the sea of forgiving, you forgive her and you forgive those who try to prosecute her. It will no longer hold you back. It will no longer stagnate you. It's time for you to move forward. New beginnings. Believe it. Have faith. So, Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Believe. I'm telling you. Believe that. That's what he's doing. Don't go backwards. Anything that's trying to cause you to go backwards, we rebuke it. It's time for you to go forward. Cross over to the other side.
Amen.
There is something greater for you on the other side.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if a lot of that has to do with me like being hard on myself about things from my past. I mean, that probably wouldn't be, like, a big deal to other people, but kind of, like, a big deal to me, just hard on myself about, like, you know, things that I should have done or could have done differently.
And did you hear he's erasing that? Even the stuff that you have spoken of, he's erasing that. Let him be God in your life. Let him do what he needs to do. If he say, I'm racing that, I don't want you to pick that up no more. I don't want you to look backwards. I don't want you to go backwards. I want you to keep your eyes up on Christ and go forward. That's in your past. What's in your future? Let us cross over to the other side. When you cross yourself over to the other side of Christ, all your eyes will not believe what he have for you on the other side. He don't want you to paddle backwards. I used to do that too. Man, I should have, could have. Man, I messed up on that. Lord, you blessed me with this. I ain't do right with that. Oh, I shouldn't have did that. I didn't have faith. When my husband left me, I panicked. And I start paying all these bills with the credit card. Now I'm in credit card debt. Oh, yeah, it's easy to do that, but nope, zip it, require, Lord, forgive me, but teach me thy way. Teach me how to manage. Teach me how to walk more in faith. Give me that wisdom to how to manage my household. Give me the wisdom how to manage finance. And when you begin to ask, he begins to write it out, and it shall be so. But have faith that he can do it. Have faith that he can do it. Remember the word, so faith without work is dead. So believe it. Don't pick it up. When he erases, why would you go rewrite it?
Yeah.
So trust him in that. And that things gonna be okay for you. He loves you. He got plans for you. You got to believe it. You're not what they say you are. You're not what you say you are. God already knows. Be honest, who is worthy of his glory? We all fall short of his glory. Mm-hmm. We all know us because he formed us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. I do have one thing. I'm starting a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just some prayer about that. About that.
Yeah. So, Father God, I just ask that you give your daughter wisdom on this new job, Father God, and give her the understanding, Father God. We ask that you give her peace. Let the peace, the gospel of peace be, before she walk on this job, Father God, teach her how to put on the whole armor of God, that she would not leave the house without it, that she put on every piece, even the shoes of the gospel of peace, Father God, that when she walk and tread on this ground, on this new workplace, that it will be peace with her, the peace that you promised, the peace that passes all understanding. Father God, even use her on this job. So, Father God, we just ask that she will walk in peace and she will trust you. Father God, we thank you for providing. And Father God, that we just ask that this is not it for her. This is just the beginning. This is not it. This is not it. When I say this is not it, you might have to go through this in order for him to squeeze some stuff out of you. I don't know. But I'm hearing this is not it. This is just the beginning. There's more greater coming for you. So, Father God, I thank you. If this is one step she got to take before she get to the greater, Father God, I ask that she endure in the name of Jesus. Don't quit. Don't quit. Trust God in this process. Trust God in this process. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much, because I'm grateful to be starting a new job, but I've always only wanted to just work for myself. But I know sometimes there's steps you can't skip the process. So I appreciate your prayers tonight.
So you want your own business, right?
Yes, I have my own small business, and then I am a licensed stylist too. I've always wanted that. That's what I've always wanted to do. I graduated from nursing school as well. That was another thing that I enjoy, but I enjoy being a stylist the most. But right now I'm like going back to nursing. I had quit after working for like 11 or 12 years, but I moved to another state. I don't have clientele here, so I've had to work a job here and there. So.
But what is your calling?
Yeah.
What do you want to do the most?
Just to be a hairstylist full time.
Say it again.
Be a hairstylist full time.
Okay.
Present it to him,
and ask him to give you wisdom. Ask him to give you business idea. Get business idea. And do you desire to have your own? Are you desiring to have your own shop?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you something. Go look up some tech. Look up some tech sale property.
Okay.
Look up tech sale property. Where you at? I know this woman. I don't know if you're in an apartment or where you at, but I seen this thing on YouTube. That this woman, she had a home, and what she did, she bought a big shed, and what she did, she turned that shed into her own beauty shop. I was just blown away how she did it. It's a restroom, Yeah, she went and bought a big shed, and see what they're doing is buying a shed and turning it into business and home. See, ask God for the wisdom what you need to do. If that's your heart desire and that's what you want, don't give that up. He's going to provide it for you. And I pray that he give you creative ideas. Father God, give her the creative ideas. Let her be a seer when it comes down to creative ideas. Because now people, again, God is, that's a gift. Creative ideas is a gift. The handyman is a gift. So I'm asking him to bless you with this creative idea so you can see how you can do it and you don't have to worry about the money thinking you need $200,000, $100,000 to go get a building. I'm telling you, this woman would have got a shed, and it was so beautiful. She had a beautiful decorate, how she did it. You can go on YouTube. I don't know what's the name of her, but I'm pretty sure everything on YouTube.
Yeah.
Ask him to move your eyes when you ride around in your city, to move your eyes to spot things that you need to spot. If that's what you really have passion to do, don't give that up.
Yeah, I still travel back and forth home styling because I had a solid clientele base before I left and moved here. And when I came here, that was like my ultimate goal, to like gain a clientele base and try to get my own salon space at some point, but things haven't gone according to the way I wanted them to go. But I don't know. I don't want to give it up or want to just, I don't know. I'm just praying something works out.
It will.
I don't know.
In the earth, I said that just, I didn't even forget what I said. But it was something in that prayer. Oh, man, what was it? Whatever. Go back and listen to it. Just click if I can't do it. But listen, don't give that up, because I'm going to tell you something else. Like, I'm asking him to give you creative ideas. You might have to build your clientele. A lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of people doing this, even though I don't agree with, you know, I don't too much some stuff on there. Just, you got to stay away. But a lot of people building their clientele on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you, you know, ask God to give you the creative idea to do it.
Yeah. I am.
And, you know, just pay attention to what he's telling you. See, when you're faithful, you'll open that door. Just trust him. If that's what you want to do, stick to it. You go to him. Lord, this is my passion. This is what I want. Give me the wealth. Let this be a season that I have wealth, the wealth from heaven. If there is anything that I'm lacking, help me with it. Help me, Father. You know, just write it down. Write what you want down. Write the vision. Make it plain and say, Lord, I give this to you. Now give me the vision. Give me the overseer. Just oversee this thing. I dedicate, for one, I dedicate this salon to you. How do you want me to do it? Where do you want me to be located? I want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I want to bless some of the women, you know. And I'm telling you, when you do stuff for the kingdom of God, God going to open the doors of opportunity. So don't give that up. Pray and let him lead you. Because if that job is not your passion and you're not happy, you ain't going to be happy on that job.
You're right.
So just go back. Just go back. Sometimes we got to go back and just tell God, this is what I want to do. I need your help. I can't do it by myself. I need your help. Direct my path. What are you saying about this? I give this to you. You give me the blueprint how you want me to do it. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you. I needed that.
God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
All right. You too. Bye.
I'm going to go back up here to this 8. So I forgot about this 828. Eight two eight nine eight nine. Hello.
Hi, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, we thank you for hanging in there. And where is there a special prayer request you have?
Oh, I need prayer, but that's just it. I just don't even know what I need prayer for anymore.
Well, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Jennifer. Father God, I just speak the direction, your direction, that she mean, not to her understanding, but your understanding. Father God, I ask that you order her steps. Father God, she is seeking for answer from you, Father God, direction from you, Father God. I ask that you touch her ears, Father God, that she will hear you and be plain, Father God. Father God, it's like some, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see these arrows shooting at you. Arrows, and they've been shooting at you pretty fast. They just, I just see an arrow. These arrows. I don't know what's been going on with you lately, but you got to put on your war clothes, the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, to quench every fiery dart that's coming from the enemy, because it's like he's shooting these arrows, like they shooting out at you. I don't know if there's something you didn't move a little, you didn't shift a little away from God or what. Have you been getting into a confrontation with someone?
No confrontations, but just a shift in the relationship.
Say it again.
I suppose it's, yeah.
I see, like, a lot of confrontation. I don't know if it's, I don't know who this confrontation with, if it's with a man or, I don't know, but I see confrontation. You've been in a lot of confrontation with someone.
Yes.
Or in more than one, because like I said, I see arrows shooting at you.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Okay, so yeah, I've seen this error, so I'm thinking it's more than one. And then I heard the confrontation. So Father, you're not an author of confusion. Father God, you say you give us power, love, and a sound mind. And Father God, where is the fruit of the Spirit in this? Father God, everyone that's involved in this, I just speak a release of your hand, release of the fruit of the Spirit. How are you reviewing everyone that's involved in this? Father God, I ask that you break this up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you cut everything that needs to be cut. Cut every ungodly soul tie. Cut every puppet string in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that your daughter will come upon submission to you, Father God, that she will not be tangled up in this drama, whatever is going on that's drawing her, sucking the energy out of her is very draining. So, Father God, I just release your peace upon her, Father God. Whatever this thing that she's dealing with, that it ceased now, but she release these people unto you, that she release it, these people unto you, that she will move out the way. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord, that she will trust you, that she will just turn and walk away and be on your side, that you got it. You're going to take care of it, that she will surrender in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dark, Father God, that she will go back and read Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God, even read the whole book of Ephesians, what Paul tells us, to die the flesh. We cannot win this thing fighting the flesh. We're going to lose. That she will just read the whole book of Ephesians, Father God, especially Ephesians 6, Father God, that she will take her hands off and release these people. And I can speak peace in her mind, peace in her body. This mind-binding demon, I bind it and I rebuke you, but you got to let God heal and deliver you and set you free. These. And have you been dealing with headaches?
Yes.
I just come against this mind-binding demon. Father God, we stand. When I say I'm not saying myself, we stand against it. But you're going to have to let God fight your battle. You're going to have to release it. And Father God, once you release it, she will feel the release in her mind, the pressure in her mind, all the pressure, everything that's trying to oppress her, and depression, Father God. We rebuke it, Father God. Teach her how to war the right way. Teach her how to war the right way. Pray the right way, and that she will release. That's what I'm keep hearing. But, Father God, I ask that you touch her mind, even in her sleep, touch her mind, Father God. It's, you know, we go around that mountain, go around and around and around and around, but it's time to stop going around that mountain. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Let these people go, because this thing right here is not doing you no good, especially in your health. Let it go. Let it go. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything else? Get in your word. Even when that phone rings, don't even answer that phone. Cut your phone off and get in the word of God. Because you need peace in your mind. You need peace in your mind. You need peace in your mind and in your body.
Yes, very much.
So, Father God, I just pray that she surrender and let you know, that she will allow you to do what you need to do in this hour, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I give it all to you.
Yeah.
Take it. Lord, thank you, Lord.
We want to show you how to war. We can't war with our mouth. We praise Him with our mouth. We worship Him with our mouth. And we pray with our mouth and fight. Let that go. Let it go. Let them say what they want to say, do what they want to do. He don't want you to continue to do that, because it's throwing the world you down.
Yes, very much. Very much.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, I just bless you and I thank the Lord for answering. Thank you,
all right,
Lord.
Be good, ma'am.
Thank
be
you.
Good. Let God fight your battle. The
thank
battle
you,
is the Lord. Let Him fight it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. 240482. This is the LaShawn. Where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I don't have no complaints. God is good.
Yes, He is.
Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
I am asking for prayer for wisdom and how to deal with my ex-husband as it pertains to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's just a constant battle, but we've gotten to a point now where we have differing views on COVID and things like that. And and I was, you know, out of town. I came back into town, and I was supposed to get my oldest son this weekend, and he was refusing to let him come and stay because he wasn't comfortable, and just, you know, things like I. It's, I just feel like I was very upset and just feeling like a sense of outrage, like I should be able to see my son mm-hmm. when I want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just, like, I don't think it's just very controlling. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm asking the Lord for wisdom because I don't mm-hmm. know how to proceed. You know, do I go to court? Do I let things stay as they are? But, you know, it just seems very unjust. And so my prayer request is for wisdom and just to know what to do. I'm just at a loss right now.
Let me ask you something. Because what I'm feeling, I can relate. Have you went to God? I'm talking about really went to Him, and then we're going to pray for you. But this is a question I want to ask you. Have you just went to God and poured your heart out and really tell Him how you feel about your ex-husband when y'all was married? Have you really poured your heart out to Him? If I'm angry, I'm angry, God. I'm angry. You know, have you really poured your heart out to Him?
No, I don't think I have. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to say this to you because I just feel like I'm just led to tell you. Get in a place. Just get in a place where you and the Father. If you got the stream, if you got to yell at God, yeah, you know, we yell at God. We thank you. You know, whatever you feel, release it. That's the first thing. Release it. If you got to roll on the floor like a little bit, because he already know. He just mm-hmm. wants us to come and put our head on his shoulder and just cry, you mad. You ain't like, well, just tell it. Just release it. Don't hold it in. Release it. However you feel, don't hold it in. Release it so he can deal with you. So you can hear him clearly. He's going to bring you that wisdom. But you need to release mm-hmm. some things that's in your heart. Because I'm these, you know, I've been through a divorce. Oh, I thought my marriage was going to last. I was the one thinking my marriage was going to last until you called one other time. I can't believe he did us. You know, that's between you and your father. Whatever you saying in that closet or wherever your secret place is between you and your father. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you the wisdom there. But there's some stuff that you need to release out of your heart. You want some things to be released. It's okay to yell. It's okay to cry. It's okay to say, I don't understand. Some people say, yeah, you understand. You know, no, it's sometimes it's okay to say, well, Lord, I don't understand this. Help my understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say that. It's okay to say I'm broken. It's okay to say I'm confused. It's okay to say I need help. It's okay to say I don't like him, but Lord, fix my heart so I won't be like that. It's okay. Let me tell you something. David, when Nathan went to David and told David what he did, you know, David thought he was just doing something. He didn't got away. But what did David do? David had a heart for God that David got down on his knees and cried out to him. He cried out for his mercy. We don't want to carry, we don't want to keep continuing to carry things in our heart that God say, I need you to release. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you release your ex-husband to the Father, he's going to take over. Don't keep your eyes on him, but keep your eyes on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to see? Father, you fix his heart. You fix his heart. I pray that he line up with your will. I pray that he walk in your obedience. Father God, this is out of my hand. You take over. This is too strong for me. That's what they say. My enemy is too strong for me. I can't fight them by myself. So, Father God, teach her. Give her wisdom. Give her the wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, the great book. Read the book of Proverbs. Read the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open that book and read the book of Proverbs. And Father God, show her let her come back to your love. You are her husband right now. You are her helper. You are her provider. You are her strong tower that she can run to, Father God, when she feels vulnerable, the world, when she thinks the judges and everybody against her and she thinks she's losing. Let her know, Father God, that you got everything in your hands. You in control. Everything. You got her in your hand. You got her son in your hand. You got her husband. You got everything in your hand. You got the grip on it. Once she releases her grip, Father God, you're going to grip it, Father God. You have the ability to turn this situation around, and Father God is going to restore everything that you think the enemy took. It's going to be restored unto you. Happy days are coming to you. Your tears that you cry, let me tell you something, my daughter, the tears that you cry, God caught those tears in his hand. He kept your tears. You're going to have the tears of joy. You're going to reap those tears, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for healing her broken heart, because you are near to those who are broken heart and crushing spirit. Oh, Father God, raise her up, Father God. Raise her up to tell her testimony. You're going to look back on this and you're going to help another woman out and tell your testimony, how you're going to testify how good God is. He's greater. He's good. He's good. And you're going to testify to help another woman that's going to be in your position. You want to help her out by testifying. God got me through this. God turned this situation out. Let me explain something to you. Nothing. What can separate you from the love of Christ? No principality, no power. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Even he said the angels can't separate you from the love of Christ. God wants to get you to a place that you sit above everything that's going on in your life. You sit above all these attacks, all these negative curse word, all that you feel vulnerable. God wants you to lay at his feet and release it so he can heal your broken heart, so he can restore you, so he can raise you up. You're going to rise up and you're going to shine in this season. And he said, if you believe me and trust me, let me lead the way. Let me direct your path. Let me turn this situation around. Let me deal with your husband. Nothing ain't going to separate your son from the love of Christ. Nothing ain't going to separate your son from your love. If you keep loving me and you keep loving yourself, he going to see the love of Christ in you. He cannot keep your son away from you. Do you not understand that, my daughter? I am in control of this situation. I need you to trust me. I need you to walk with me. Because I want to give you peace. I want to give you peace of mind. I want you to sleep well at night. I want you to have peace in your sleep. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. You're going to get the wisdom to let it go. Let it go. Cry on his shoulder and let it go. Your son gonna know. You keep praying for your son. Nothing ain't gonna separate him. Cause as long as you draw, he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. So when you lift the Father up in worship and prayer, he's gonna draw you and he's gonna draw your family. And he's not gonna allow this, whatever your husband is dealing with, because there's something in his heart that he needs to be healed and delivered and set free from. And he cannot use the children to come against you, because God is not going to allow. He's not going to allow it. Be patient and trust the Lord's plan. Be patient. Be patient. But it's just like in the book of James when he say, confess your fault to one another and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray one for another that you may be healed. The, you know, the prayer the prayers of the righteous one gone very much. Well, when we confess our sin, when you go to the Father, you confessing your sin. You crying out and say, Lord, this hurt. I don't know if I can handle it. I need you to help. You confessing your sin to him.
Mm-hmm.
And God, I ask that you send her, give her the strength to endure. Give her the strength to get through this season.
Mm-hmm.
Give her the strength, Father God, and put strong, encouraged women around her. We come against the naysayers. We come against the net. We stand against the negativity. We bind and rebuke. And Father God, it's trying to rise up against us. Father God, you said you've given her power and authority to condemn it. So we command every negative word. We condemn every negative word, every negative curse word. And we ask that you forgive her for anything she has spoken in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So, Father God, I just pray that she will have a passion for you, that she will have a passion to serve you in the name
of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
You look, when you read the book of Proverbs, your wisdom, he's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the wisdom. But let him do what he needs to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even when your husband, your ex-husband come to you with some crazy stuff, saying some crazy stuff, one thing you got to look up, Father, you see this, I give this to you. I want peace. I'm gonna have peace today. You're not going to come steal my joy. I rebuke it. Lord, you take care of this. I give this to you. You see this. And watch and see what he do.
Thank you, Lord.
God's going to take care of that situation. Trust him. You take your hands off of him, God's going to take care of that situation. Trust me. God, let me rephrase that. Trust in the plan of the Lord. He's going to take care of that situation. Trust him.
Amen. I will.
Is there anything else?
I guess the second part of that is just two other kids that
mm-hmm.
are living with me, and both of them want my middle son. He has just been very fatigued recently, and I didn't know this, but when I took him to the doctor recently, they said that he had had COVID in the past. I didn't know he'd had it, and he had like elevated immune markers, and so I'm concerned about his health. And then my daughter, she is been complaining about like a burning in her stomach, and we were I got a prescription and for some, medication to help with like reflux, but it hasn't gone away. And so they're going to refer her to a GI doctor. So
wow.
I guess just a prayer for health for my children. I don't know if she's had COVID. I don't know if it's related to that. I have no idea, but just feel like we're all just being, just having to deal with this health situation. Just prayer for health and healing for my kids.
I don't know if you was on when I released the word that I heard there was going to be a massive, and that's how I heard, a massive attack against the children, against the kids. Even I see stuff going on in the school, in the food, in the water. So, Father God, I pray. And do you when your kids go to school, do they eat their school food or do you pack their lunch?
I pack their lunch.
Okay.
But, you know, they might occasionally eat at school, but I would say probably 90% of the time they bring their lunch from home.
Yeah, if you can start packing their lunch and watch what they eat. Even, you know, let me say something to everybody on here. Sometimes we need to put our kids on the fast to clean their system out. You put them on the fast. I remember the Holy Spirit said, sound the alarm for my people to go on a fast, and I believe that was for the kids too. So we have to train our bodies to do fast. Train your household to do fast. Train your kids to do fast. But Father God, I just come with clean hands and pure heart. I speak healing, Father God. Father God, we believe in your report. We believe in your report.
Yes.
Father God, we speak that there is whatever the doctor's saying over her son, Father God. But what are you saying? Father God, I ask that you purify his blood. Oh, Father God, he got your DNA.
You.
And I ask that you cleanse his blood. Father God, wash him on the inside. Father God, any virus, any bacteria infection, we rebuke it right now. We rebuke every infirmity, every disease, because you not in heaven dealing with no coronavirus, stomach virus, whatever name they coming out with these new names. Father God, you see the attack that's coming against the kids, Father God. We cover him up under the blood of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you touch his heart. I ask that you touch his immune system. Father God, I rebuke everything that's trying to attack his immune system. Father God, flush it on the inside. Flush him. Flush every cell, every bad bacteria. I command the good bacteria to override any bad bacteria. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
any virus, we command you to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Any upper respiratory infection, anything that's trying to attack against his lungs, oh, Father God, from heaven, your healing, your divine healing. Heal him on the inside. Oh, Father God, purge him on the inside in the name of
Jesus.
And Father God, I see the touching of her daughter's stomach. Father God, let your Holy Spirit dwell in her, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit come up out her belly, Father God. There's nothing wrong with her digestive system, Father God. I command her digestive system, her GI, to line up with your word that no weapon formed against her GI, her digestive system. We rebuke acid reflux, Father God. When she go to this doctor, they will see nothing wrong with her. Oh, Father God, this
thank
is
you, Lord.
And we close every door. Every door that's been opened, we close it. Father God, if there's something transferring through the TV, music, whatever it is, we close it right now. And we speak the word of God. We speak the word of God over them that they are your children. They are your children. They are your children. And Father God, these children, we declare and decree that they should live a long life, life abundantly. They should live a long life, the life of the promise. They would not have the curse of Egypt. Oh, Father God, that's your promise, that you would not put the curse of Egypt upon us, Father God. They are healed.
Yes,
they are a child of God. We speak that they soul will prosper and they shall be in good health as well as they soul prosper. Oh, Father God, we cover them under the blood of Jesus. Let your blood, let your DNA wash them on the inside. Flush everything that's unclean out of them.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Put them on a fast, a fruit and vegetable fast. Put them on a fast, a fruit and vegetable fast. And Father God, give her wisdom. Give her wisdom. You have done it for me. Give her wisdom of things that she can give her children that can clean them on the inside, that can heal them through herbs, Father God. Give her wisdom. What do her daughter need to be eating? Is there some type of, my God, is there some type of food allergy that she allergic to? Father God, give her the wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Give her the wisdom. I see healing in her belly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every parasite, every worm, everything that's in there that's not of you, that's transferring through the food, the water, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
We command it to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Hmm. And matter of fact, Father God, I pray over every school. I pray over every school. Father God, you have revealed that there are going to be attack in the food and the water. I cover these children. These are your children. They are innocent,
yes,
Father
ma'am.
God. Expose it right now. Expose the plan of the enemy. Expose, oh, Father God, expose and dispose them in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your anointing destroy every yoke. Father God, we ask that you protect the innocent children as they go to and from school. Protect them on the school bus. Oh, Father God, release the angel right now over the cafeteria. And Father God, destroy everything that's corrupted. Destroy every bad food, every bad seed, even coming from these crops, Father God, where they spraying down these seeds. They doing DNA growing up from the ground. Oh, Father God, that it would not infect our body. It would not infect our children's body. And even I see attack coming against the mind, the cells in the brain. We rebuke it right now in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, Father God, we got a mind of Christ. Our cells will not be up under attack. We come against this respiratory infection, upper respiratory infection. We come against this flu, Father God. It's like a new strain of flu. I don't know what they are doing, but this new strain of flu, oh, Father God, that these kids are dealing with in this school. Oh, Father God, send the angel, release the angel to watch watch this school up under the blood of Jesus. Wash it right now. Wash it pure, white as snow, Father God. Oh, Father God, put your anointing around these children. Put your glory around them. Oh, Father God, you
thank
said
you, Lord. Yes,
anything deadly, drink anything deadly, it would not poison us. So we speak that it would not poison these young children in the name of Jesus. We pray over the elementary. We pray over the middle school, and we pray over the high school that they should eat and drink. Even if it's contaminated, it would not poison their system. It would not shut down their system.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, my God,
in
Holy Spirit, move up on the schools, move up on the school in Georgia, move up on the school in California, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina. Oh, Father God, move up on Chicago, move up on Texas, move up on Minnesota, move up on these schools, Father God. Release the angel in the schools right now. Clean up the school, Father God. I command every virus that they are implanted in these schools to die right now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it would not work because these is going to be your remedy. It would not work because they're going to be your evangelist. It would not work because they're going to be your voice. They're going to be your prophet. They're going to be your bishop.
Thank
they're
you,
going to
Lord.
Be the mouthpiece for the young
Jesus
generation. So, Father God, cover them. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Release your two-edged sword and cut everything that needs to be cut down in the school system. But expose the superintendent. Expose the director. Expose those that's trying to cause harm to your innocent children. Expose them right now, Father God. What are they claiming?
Lord.
What they did? Show us, Father God, what they doing. Show us, Father God. Let us see it, Father God, so we can pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Just continue. Get some oil. Father God, I ask that you bless that oil. I ask that the oil will be anointing. Then when she rubs the oil, when she has faith with clean hands and pure heart, that her children will be healed. No evil will come near their dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I've got some things to do.
Yeah, read Psalms 91 over your children and command their healing to come forth and believe it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn. God bless you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
Okay, you too. Good night.
Good night. 951-966. This is Sister LaShawn. Ask who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Well, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. Well, happy belated birthday to your mom.
Yes. We're blessed to have celebrated her 90th birthday.
And she don't even look 90.
She
doesn't look 90.
Yeah, she does not look 90, but she's blessed. Very, very blessed to have her getting around and in her right mind, and, you know, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. She looked good for her age. It looked like she still, mm-hmm. they were, I'm telling your mama looked good for her age and looked like she was up like a 40-year-old. That's a blessing.
Yeah, she stopped driving 2 years ago, so with me being home, we was out and, you know, she was telling me all the places to go because I couldn't remember, you know, how to get to some of these places. And I'm like, wow, she's still sharp, you know? Taking me like the back way to places and just running circles around me. And I was, one day I was like, okay, Mom, let's just do one store today and then we'll do another one tomorrow because I was tired. I was like, I'm tired and you are running circles around me.
Wow.
So I was amazed. I was like, wow, you are really getting around and I'm tired. So.
She looked like she was a strong lady.
He told me, just drop me off at the front door and I'm going to run in. I was like, okay. Get out, go on my house. And I have to find her and catch up to her. So, yeah, good seeing her getting around.
That's good. Just don't keep her going. My mama, she wants to do. Child, you can't hold her. My anus was forcing her to sit down. I told the child, that woman, don't force her to sit down. That's just who she is.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, don't, you know, force her. Like, come and get her, take her out. She's got so much energy. And because she's not driving, she's just waiting, you know, waiting for family to come and get her and take her places. So I'm just like, she's got all this energy just bottled up. I'm like, let her get out.
That's
like, I know her age. Yeah, I'm like, I know her age is 90, but she's still able to do a lot on her own. So, like, don't bring her groceries. Let her go get her own.
Amen.
Get that energy, you know. Let her keep moving and going to get her own. Keep her going. Don't just say you're 90, sit down and wait for everything. I'm like, no, let her come get her and take her to get her groceries.
You know, I had a cousin with my grandma's first cousin. She was 106 or 109. And that woman will walk from her place downtown to go pay her bill. She was walking and her children put her in a nursing home. As soon as they put her in a nursing home, they stripped her of her ability. She was used to doing it all, and she stayed on her own. They put her in a nursing home and she was 106 or 109. I got a picture of her of her. And do you not know when they put her in a nursing home, not too long after that, she passed away?
Yeah, that's like taking your independence away, you know, just Yeah. You know, that's what I tell my brothers, like, let her do as much as she can. As long as she wants to do it, come get her, let her get out. And keep moving. Let her keep moving. Like, don't go to the vegetable stand for her. Come get her and take her to the vegetable stand. She needs to get out. So she goes and walks around her complex. Maybe get out and walk around her complex in the morning and, you know, in the evening when she can. And, you know, while the weather's still nice. So she's doing very, you know, you see God's grace.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see you've been having you a good time. That's good that you've been enjoying yourself. Like I say, at the birthday to your mom. And just thank God for those years. It's a blessing to see years like that. It's just, God, when you're doing right, he promised that long life, you know. So we just thank the Father for her
and
strength.
And my dad, too, you know.
Yeah. Her strength coming
still.
Yep,
absolutely. And I'll just say to my dad also, he's 90. He turned 90 in August.
Wow.
I mean, he's still going to chemo, but, you know, the doctors, like, you know, there's no cure, as you say, but he's pleasantly surprised. He gained weight. So he is doing good. I mean, you know, considering.
Right.
He gets up and walks outside to the porch and sits on the porch, you know, like they do.
Right.
And goes sit on the porch every day.
That's just amazing about
your
dad. What he's going through.
I'm like, which is so amazing. Yeah.
Right.
So he's doing good. He sounds good. He's eating well. He's, you know, getting up. Like when I saw him the year before last, he couldn't even get up and get in the bed. Like right next to the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's up. Walk into the bathroom and go sit out on the porch every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's on oxygen, but he's still moving.
Right.
So, it's a blessing also.
Amen. Do you have a special prayer request or anything?
Just for my household. But we get some directions here. I wanted to move.
You know what, before you say it, that's what I was hearing. Before you said something, I was hearing move.
Yeah, I want to move.
And I don't know if God gave you that word before, but I was hearing that before you even said something. I was hearing the word move.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, okay. Last summer, are you planning, did you hear to move out of California?
I haven't heard that, but I just feel, like, uncertain. Like, I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, Lord, where am I supposed to go? What do I do here?
Okay.
You know, I never thought about it till recently. I always thought, no, I don't want to move out of California, but now I'm just like, Lord, I don't know. Maybe. No, yeah.
Have you ever asked them, what do you want me to go where you can use me?
I haven't pushed into it. I need to.
Well, Father God, we just ask that you give your daughter clear understanding what direction, where are you relocating her, Father God. And Father God, we've been talking about faith, that she will have the faith and trust you. When you tell her to go, that she will go and she will believe that you have already got everything lined up for her. Father God, I didn't tell him a testimony tonight. So Father God, it's a lot. It's just amazing to me because, last month, he was giving me this word transition. And he said that he was for the transition a lot of people. A lot of people was going to relocate. And I remember saying this. I say, I just pray when God tell us to move, when he tell people to move, that they will walk in obedience and move. It's going to be very important. When he say move, it's going to be very important because he was going to relocate. He had to relocate people. And some people are relocating to do ministry work. that he needs in this town, this city, or the next city over is for you to connect, with people to finish the ministry work. You know, you have to seek God and ask God, where do you want me to go? What transition are you transitioning me to? And, you know, he'll let you know. He'll go, trust me, when you don't know, because it's going to all line up, you're going to have a peace about it. And so he is relocating people because that ship came, and God has got to relocate people because he know where you need to be. He know where you need to be to get your healing and delivering, to get your peace, to get your breakthrough, to get through that. Some of us got to relocate so the husband can locate us. Uh-oh, I don't know why I said that. Someone got to relocate so that husband, we got to be at the right place, right time for the husband to locate us. Come on now. So whenever you seek him and whatever he's saying, we just got to do it and trust that he's already took care of it. What's the process? But see, God's going to get you prepared before he do it. He's going to be preparing you. And so you just ask him, God, prepare me for this next move. Prepare me. If you're going to relocate, prepare me. I want to be ready. That I will go without no shadow of a doubt. I'm going to walk in faith. So, Father God, I ask that you give her a clear understanding. Open thy eyes to thy heart that she will understand that it's you speaking. Wherever you need her to be at, sometimes God don't reveal it publicly, you know, out in the open. He got to move in secret because either we'll mess it up or other people around you will try to mess it up. So sometimes God don't reveal it out in the open. He's going to do it. He's going to sometimes, I didn't tell somebody, sometimes God will surprise us. He ain't going to say nothing. He'll keep it from us. But you're going to know. You're going to know. When you say where you need me to be, and then there will be an opportunity come up. And when that opportunity present itself, and you go, you walk through that new door, you're going to know, okay, Lord, this is where you wanted me to be. Because you're going to have peace on the inside. You're going to have peace about it, and God's going to line it up. I don't care if you have money. Like I said earlier, I didn't have it for 2 months, 3 months. I was without an income. So when he said my time was up in that place, I'm like, okay, Lord. He said you would not be paying rent here. It's time for you to go. This place you have done. You have sold your seed. You have did what you have to do here. Now it's time for you to go. And when he says it's time to go, either I'm going to trust him or I'm not. Well, okay, if you say it's time to go, he going to supply your needs, and that is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what you got. He's going to make sure you are taken care of. And sometimes we got to get to our Goshen to get our blessing. You might not have a car right here where you at, but when you get to the place where he was flowing with milk and honey, oh, my God. This is for somebody. It might be for me. I receive it for myself. When you get to your Goshen, get to the place flow with milk and honey, he's going to have somebody bless you with a car. Oh, I received that for myself.
Amen.
I don't know who this for. You might not have a transportation now, but he said if you can move right here, see right now you didn't serve, you didn't did this right here, you didn't fed my people, you didn't fed my sheep, you didn't did all you can do right here. But I want to bless you with something. But I need you to connect right here. I need you to connect with them. I need you to connect with this minister. I need you to go across town. I need you to go 5-6 hours away, or maybe 20 hours away. I need you to get here so you can get your blessing. I need you to get here so you can be set free. I need you to get here so you can get healed, delivered, and set free so I can give you the wealth so I can open up heaven. Sometimes you got to transition us to get what we need to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it right now where you at in this season. See, that's the, oh, my God, uh-oh. Come on, Holy Spirit, speak. See, where you at? That's where you was married at. Uh-oh, who am I talking to? That's where you was married at. That's where all your exes was at. That's where all your heartaches was at. But see, now you for the transition to something new, a new chapter, new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You got to leave this thing right here. Yeah. Where is it at? I'm trying to take you from where is it at, because it's pulling on you. It's draining on you. Sometimes he can transition you because of that reason. I don't want you in the same place, because I'm gonna line you up with your new husband. I don't want you in the same place where you was at. Who am I talking to?
Amen.
You better understand it. You can't be in that old place. Can't be in that old place where you got married at. You can't be in that old place. Nah, that ain't how he needs you to get to a new place. That's where your husband gonna locate you. Everything gonna be new. Everything gonna be, I'm gonna dress you like my bride.
Man.
Somebody better catch that. You better reach up and grab it.
You know, that's my last name is Goshen.
What?
My last name is Goshen.
Well, look at that. Look, I'll tell you, God, I'm telling you. I didn't know that. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know, when you do right with clean hands and pure heart, when you bless, see, sometimes God will tell you to bless somebody. Bless my people. Bless my servant. You be a blessing, he gonna bless you. Come on.
Man.
Come on. But you can't bless nobody. Uh-oh, I don't know who this for. You can't bless nobody and you got a corrupted heart. You can't bless nobody with no corrupted heart. You better make sure when you bless somebody, you got a clean heart. There's nothing in your heart that's going to hinder you for your blessing. Because he even said if you bring anything, you bless anybody and your heart ain't right, you might as well keep it for yourself. Come on.
Amen.
And so a lot of people thinking, well, I'm a blessing, I'm a soul seed, and they toe up and they not right. You got to make sure you heal and deliver. You got to make sure you serving. You got to make sure you drop a seed and you cleaned up. But I'm telling you, God is about to move a lot of people, because where they at, they been stuck. Where they at,
I feel stuck.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And he's moving a lot of people. See, some people got mad at me, thought I was trying to separate them from their family. When God said he was about to break everything up, he about to separate. Because what he got for you, everybody can't go. And see, that's going to mess up a lot of people. Because your calling is not your mama calling. Your calling is not your sister calling. Your calling is not your brother calling. We all got a different calling. We all got a different calling. Now, he will raise up those. He will raise you up. Look at Joseph. Joseph's brother hated him. They tried to kill him. They even lied to his daddy that the wild animal got hold to him because they were jealous of
him.
Joseph had to be separated from the family. Joseph had to be set free. Even when he seen his brother, he still had something in his heart. He wanted to retaliate to them. But see, God had to separate Joseph from his family. Joseph had to leave from one little city to get to the next city to get his blessing. My God, to be in the right position to be blessed, to be at the king. At Pharaoh, sitting at Pharaoh, being his right-hand man, Joseph had to get there. Same thing with us. We got to get there. So he's going to move you from your family. Some of y'all need to move. You need to move. He's been saying, I need to move. Some of y'all want to move back down there where he's trying to move you from. Why would you go backwards? No, that's not your life no more. He want to put you somewhere where he can bless you. You might have to skip across some state or move to another city. But when you move, you can't bring everything with you, because Joseph, he had to go. They sold him. And look how many years Joseph was away from his family. And then when the time is right, when you have did what you have done from the kingdom, The same family member that try to come against you, they will have to come back and lead you. They're going to have to come back because you're going to be the deliverer for your family. Come on. But right now, he needs to separate. And a lot of people think, oh, nah, that's my, what did Jesus say? Who are thy mother, thy brother? The one who works for the kingdom is thy mother, thy brother. So if your family ain't doing the work for the kingdom, okay, there you go. They can be a big hindrance. They can be a big distraction when you got a calling on your life. And people have to understand that. He can't use people when your kid is too close to your heart. They more closer to your heart than God is. Once they get a certain age, you got to release them. So there you go. I'm telling you, God is switching. God is trying to move us. You want that wealth, you got to get to the place where he can bless you with that wealth. And sometimes it's leaving your old place. It might hurt. It's an ouch. It might hurt. But it's going to be good. And if you, like I said, please go see God for yourself. He'll tell you. He's going to come back and bag it up with the confirmation. Your friends can't go with you. Not even some of your family. Is there any other, do you have anything else?
No.
You want to pray for? Well, you was the last caller, so.
Well, you know what? My brother, I saw him, Jerome. He's having,
You say you saw your brother?
Yeah, my brother, Tyrone. I can pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's,
Okay.
Well, I'll let you pray for him.
Well, Father God, we thank you for, Tyrone, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, I just see that if he let go and let God, if he let go, really let go, he surrendered. You got greater things for him. Father God, you didn't bring him this far to leave him. You would never leave him and you would never forsake him. Father God, if he only just let go and let you do. Father God, you didn't show to him over and over who you are. Father God, the enemy is still trying to sniff him like wheat. But Father God, you're going to show him. You're going to show him you the checkmate. He's the checkmate. It's like you checkmate him. You the checkmate. You the checkmate in his life. You the checkmate. You know, all the kingsmen and horsemen that fell because the calling. When he realized the calling, he'd been running. But there's a time he's going to halt. He's going to run directly to you. And Father God, I pray that it will happen sooner than soon. It's like he'll come, then he'll pull back. He'll come, he'll pull back. He'll come, and he'll pull back. That's the only way I can describe. He'll come a little closer, then he'll pull back. He'll come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father God, there will be no repeated cycle with him, that this time he will stay. This time he will serve you. This time he will believe with all his heart, and he will lean not to his understanding. This time, Father God, he will surrender, say, I can't run no more. I'm not for to be a runner, but I'm going to be a runner for you. I'm not for to be a runner, but I'm going to be a runner for you. I'm going to be a runner for your kingdom. I'm not going to be a runner no more, running away when things get tough, but I'm going to be a runner for the kingdom of God. So, Father God, make him a runner for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, that's, Oh, my God, I just see him not connected. Anywhere, just praying for him. And he goes on health issues.
They want to keep surgery, more surgery. Like, what are they doing it for? I don't even know anymore. Like,
they're trying to do surgery on
his back, his shoulder, his, yeah.
Did he hurt it or what?
Well, they're saying something going on with his nerve endings or something. I don't really know the whole story, but they went in and did something twice. So, like, his upper spine and his lower spine. And they said if he didn't have it, he's going to be paralyzed. So, it's like, I personally think he's been misdiagnosed and treated for something different. Because his...
Mm-hmm.
He can't walk without any type of, like, he uses crutches because that's his ability to stand up. But it's like his nerves are, like, misfiring is the only description I have. So he says if he lay down too long, his body starts to spasm, so he has to get up, sleep in a chair. When he's walking, he has to have something hold on or else his legs give out.
Did
or
he hurt
sometimes
himself?
They're numb.
Did he hurt himself?
He said it's like a pinched nerve or something.
You know,
I don't really know. I don't think he's telling the whole story, or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah,
know. Honestly, I don't know exactly.
When they start messing with your back, they'll mess it up.
Right.
So Father
right.
God,
so
I
they
just
didn't
ask, right. Father God, I just ask that you give him wisdom to what he should do, if he should go up under surgery, or Father God, I ask that you give him wisdom of stuff that he can do to help him, to make him feel comfortable, Father God. That's not your plan for your son. Father God, you don't want us to be suffering with no back. And Father God, I ask that you reveal what is the root cause. What was the root cause for this? Mm-hmm. And Father God, if that's not your will for him to continue to go up under the knife, Father God, I ask that you reveal it, make it plain, Father God. And Father God, I just speak healing on the spine, everything that's bulging, everything that's crooked. Father God, I command that spine. I command every nerve. Father God, let those nerves, Father God, even give him new ones, Father God. Now, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just ask that you put that rod in his back. Put that rod in his back to stand up straight, to stand up firm in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just speak that the Holy Spirit will hit his spine, even from the bulging of his skull all the way to the hip, the tailbone, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, command them legs to walk, every nerve, Father God. What is this that I'm saying? Oh, Father God. Synthetic nerve? Is that it?
Synthetic nerve? Synthetic?
Oh, sciatic, yeah. Yes. I command that, Father God. Any information, sometimes you got information in your nerves, that your nerves.
That's what he complains of, too, his sciatic. Mm-hmm.
That's Father God, I bind and I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I speak calmness in his nerve, even coming from his brain, Father God. Touch every nerve that's in his brain that's sending these sickness down to his spine, to his legs, to his feet. Father God, I ask a healing in the brain, in the name of Jesus, in the spine, every spine, Father God. Oh, Father God, the hip bone, the tailbone, even down in his legs, Father God. Oh, Father God,
mm-hmm.
I thank you, Father God. I speak to the nervous system, to neurology. I speak to neurology. I speak to the nerve system, Father God, to calm down, to have peace in his nerve system in the name of Jesus. And whatever this neurology, Father God, I just speak that he will be healed. He will be healed. It's something they did when they did in surgery. It's something they did when they did in surgery that's causing this.
Yeah, I didn't see where it helped.
Mm-hmm. So, Father God, I ask that it be revealed. They probably went in there and hit a nerve that they should not have hit, or something that they did in their surgery that's causing this. I don't know if he fell, he did something to his back, whatever it was. I don't know what happened, but Lord, I just ask that his back, he would be healed from this. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Well, just keep praying and God will reveal it. God will reveal it in Jesus. Okay, we're going to go ahead and end the show. I thank everyone for calling in tonight. May God bless you. Remember to have a connection to Yahweh for yourself. For those that heard the prophetic release, do a shed-in. You know, those who's not in the church and not in the building, do a shed-in in your own house. Shut your ass, go seek the Father. What type of shed-in do you want me to do? We need to press through and pray for the month of October and November. We need to pray for the young generation. Keep them lifted up in your prayer. Cancel every attack, every mass attack that's coming through the school, that's coming through the social media. There, I'm telling y'all, there are some stuff that I wish I could reveal that they are really implementing in these kids. There's some stuff I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna be, y'all think some porters is open. You gonna see people
on social media.
Let me tell y'all what's gonna end up happening. These people are starting to learn how to time travel. Oh, y'all know this is after hours. They are teaching these people are time traveling because some porters have been open. Time travel. You're going to hear more people talking about time travel. I'm a time traveler. I'm a time traveler. Came here from here. I came here from here. And you got to protect your church. I'm telling you, protect your church and pray over these young children. There's going to be some stuff on the earth that we ain't never seen and you ain't never heard. And one of them, time traveling. And then the superpower. Watch. Y'all hear it on PGN. Superpower. The Holy Spirit gave this to my son. He said, Mom, I don't know if that was a vision or what. I said, no. He was speaking because that's what they doing. They trying to cause things, saying they got superpower. Y'all think these superhero movies, no, they showing you, but they already got it inputted. These people coming with these superpower. You're going to see people that taking stuff, getting things implanted in them. And this is the Holy Spirit right now. He's speaking to me. They're going to get things implanted in their skin, in their brain to make them have these type of superpower. Remember, these things got to come before the Antichrist come because the Antichrist going to carry that same thing. So you have to watch everything that happened before the Antichrist come up. Y'all, it's right here playing. It's unfolding right in front of our face. And they're going to try to get your children, the young generation, time traveling. Don't get it misconstrued. Don't get it messed up. You need to go to ask God, what is he saying about the time traveling? Did he even talk about time travel? Did they time travel? Or was they transition? Or was they transform? Well, the seed don't get it. Y'all, they making evil good evil. Don't get it twisted. Go see God about this time travel. Because the only thing, I can't think of the name, but it starts with a W. But it has something to do with wizards and witchlock, warlock. It starts with a W. Even they made a movie about it. And I could see the name. I see the name. Matter of fact, let me see my phone. I see the name. But they did a lot of time traveling. Well, ask yourself, Is God over confusion? You have to seek God and ask God, is that of you? Is that of you? Is that what you want us to do? What are you saying about it? Is that how you operate? Do we move by your spirit? Is your time track? You got to go ask God this question. He's going to come back and show you. But you're going to see a lot of people, especially in the body of Christ, talk about this time traveling. Watch, watch, watch. But you better go ask God what it is. These people that does stuff that they shouldn't be doing is going to start disappearing right there in front of your face. They already doing it. The rappers and stuff is already doing it. Y'all got to watch y'all because they drawing them in. But you about to see some things in the sky. You about to see some things up on earth. See, when that Bible verse say, eyes ain't seen, ears ain't heard. See, this is the time it coming up. The book of Revelation is open. But there's also a part in the book that he told John, don't even write it down. Oh, some stuff that we don't even know about. But we're about to see some things that some people ain't going to be able to take it. You better ask God, is that of him? You need to see God and say, is this of you? Who is this? Who is these people? They already know what they do. They already know what they created. These people trying to make fake stars and moons, y'all better watch it. Y'all better watch it.
Wow.
Y'all better watch it. You're going to see things coming up out the ocean that God going to say, yeah, this thing, I'm backing it up. I'm exposing it. I'm exposing this would have been up under the kingdom. The kingdom that's in the ocean. Don't be surprised if it's revealed. I'm telling you, eyes about to see some things across this world. Don't be surprised if you see blood in the water. Don't be surprised, y'all. Eyes ain't seen, ears ain't heard. When you see a river flowing with blood. When you see strange things in the sky. Don't be surprised if you see a porter right there in front of your eyes because somebody in your neighborhood know how to open porters. Oh, y'all better listen. Y'all better listen. You better go seek God for yourself and ask him. You about to see some strange things in this earth. Don't be surprised. You looking at the TV and those that they clone. Holy Spirit. Those that's clones in the White House, that ain't who they say they are or who you think they are. Don't be surprised.
Wow.
Oh, y'all better catch it. Y'all better catch it. Y'all better ask the Holy Spirit when you looking at the TV and they say they talking like a robot or something going on with them. God is going to show it right in front of our eyes. Your eyes ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you, don't be surprised. You hear it on PGN. This is a warning. When you see these things manifesting in the White House and you see these things manifesting right on CNN, you see these things manifesting, you're about to see some strange thing going on in the earth. Oh, y'all better understand. Y'all better. That's why he said the sun, see the sun and the moon is stars, signs, but they don't try to do other things. You're going to see what they're doing. You're going to see the porters. You're going to see what they're doing in the ocean. You're going to see these things. Don't be surprised. And you see strange animals. Don't be surprised. That's why we got to pray. Because you're about to see some strange things go on up on the earth. Very strange things. Keep praying. Shed in with the Father. And when you shed in, you got to kill some stuff in us so we can be purged for these days to come. So, Father God, I thank you. I release it. I cover it. Father God, you're going to come back and give confirmation. These are things that you show to your prophet. So, Father God, this is not the season and time to play. These people that's not teaching your word and not speaking what you show them, Father God, because we are coming up on a perilous time. We ain't seen anything, but I ask that you give us the strength to endure. You're going to protect because we have the seal of your marking. We have the seal of your marking. Father God, we thank you for protecting us and protecting our family and our children. In Jesus' name. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plans that he has for your life because he says so. It's good and not evil. So you can have respect to end. Continue. I don't care if you got to pay the Bible app. Read the word. Connect with him so he can show you mighty, mighty great things in this hour and season. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And may God keep you. May God shine his face upon you. Let us be the light of the world. And Father God, let your light, don't let our lamp go out in this hour, in this season, in Jesus' name. Well,
yeah.
We are going to end it here. Thank you for joining us. And
all right. God bless you.
I just thank him. He's just so good. And we've been sharing testimony. Our God is great. Our God, you know, he's just great. How great is our God? He's great. So I'm going to leave you with this song. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. And y'all seek God. Everything that was said tonight, go seek God on it. Don't just take what I'm saying. You go seek God for yourself. Have a blessed night, a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
They tremble.